This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2211. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 5th, Antarctica, Botswana, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Indonesia, Japan, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Liberia, Maldives, Mexico, North America, Romania, Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Eclipse Events, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, this week's report on Antarctica, LRA 36, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Again heard on Saturday, this time September 30th. I tuned in at 18:06 as they were signing on, although Manuel Mendes in Spain says they actually came on the air at 18:01. We were hearing it all afternoon, slightly past midnight UT. Listening via remote in Argentina, of course, so I still cannot hear it direct. It peaked at 15 over S9. Better signal than usual. Also noted by Dan Robinson, listening to a Brazilian remote, and Walt Salmon of NBC was picking it up direct and also found the signal improved. So we were wondering if they already had increased power with a new 10-kilowatt transmitter. Manuel Mendez in Spain, who also hears it direct, inquired of the station and got a reply from Juan Benavente, the coordinator, on the 1st of October, saying the power is still 300 watts, as it had been throughout this year. The new 10-kilowatt transmitter will not be operational until well into 2024. Not shortwave, but a significant development concerning Belarus in Rusty X. They have started broadcasting a TV channel in Polish to their neighboring country as of September 6th. This is from telesatinfo.ru. The whole truth about Belarus, which the Polish authorities hide from their citizens, is now in the native language of our neighbors. Belarus is a peace-loving and hospitable neighbor who has always strived for kind and mutually respectful relations. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, Ken Zicke reports, hearing the Voice of America via Botswana on an incorrect frequency, 5940. Supposed to be on 5925. This was September 23rd at 0310 to 335. That, of course, is too close to WWCR on 5935. But he says by the 25th of September, VOA Botswana was back on the proper frequency, 5925 at 0405. Another anomaly on the 49-meter band, Ron Trotto in Illinois was hearing an extremely distorted signal around 6115. I tuned in UT October 5th at 0205 and found the blob extended from approximately 6107 to 6127. Hyper-enthusiastic Brazilese talk like a football play-by-play. Yes, it's RNA, Radio Nacional Amazonia, which was totally missing from 6180, leaving that clear for MWV Madagascar in Spanish. And a few minutes later, I was able to match modulation peaks on the blob to RNA's other frequency, 11780. But both were off before 0240 instead of the usual sign-off at 0300. Ron Howard says maybe it was not football, but volleyball, which was being played that evening as the major sports event in Brazil. Paul Walker in Alaska had noted a similar situation September 30th and October 1st when there was extreme distortion both on 6180 and 6110. John Perkins, Canadian Radio News via IRCA about 5:30, CHLO in Brampton, Ontario. Hybrid IBOC transmissions, that is HD, have resumed according to several DXers. It previously suffered transmitter damage, so it discontinued HD. It's the only remaining station in Canada on 5:30. An international treaty in North America limits power for 5:30 stations to 1,000 watts day, 250 watts night, non-directional, to avoid interfering with airport beacons just below 5:30. Adding HD is in hopes of eliminating background noise in RFI-plagued areas of Toronto. Richard B. Langley corrects my pronunciation of that beacon having been decommissioned in New Brunswick, F9 on 520 kHz. The location is not pronounced Miramichi, but Miramichi. I do tend to default to penultimatism, UOS. As of October 5th, Trenton Military continues on the air most of the time, but with a very weak signal, much weaker than before. Are they running low power? 15034 in the daytime, 6754 at night, USB. And we continue to hear no real information, just no report received. This is confirmed by Doug White, KA5ETS, in North Carolina, monitoring on September 30th. He says, I listened from 1634 until 1700. Aviation weather, no report received for all locations. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and the spy number stations. Richard Langley says, 1 October at 1130 UT in Spanish, Radio Havana, Cuba on 9240, seemingly regular programming, rather than the usual spy numbers on this frequency. On October 4th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reports about Radio Cairo, Egypt. Are they now using audio processing? According to my observations on October 3rd, they made an improvement to their notoriously bad sound quality, seem to be using an audio processor, or may have made a change to the program feed line to the transmitter at Abis. Italian at 18 UT on 9440, German at 19 on 9410, and English at 2115 on 9440 were particularly good. The audio is clipped, sounding like that of a telephone, reduction in bass frequencies. However, the intelligibility was greatly improved. I had no problem understanding every word spoken. Transmitter noise was negligible. It is a shame one or two of the announcers speak so quickly and have rather heavy accents. The second transmitter with severe distortion on 9850 at 17 in Turkish, 9870 at 19 in Russian, and 9810 at 20 in French has been off the air since September 28th. Hopefully Radio Cairo will sort out the modulation on this transmitter as well. Bearing in mind how much the situation varies from day to day, time will tell if they've solved their bad audio once and for all. The mini Transat yacht race continues with broadcasts from France about weather along the route at 15 UT on 6100, automobile remotes in Europe anyway. I was listening October 2nd. By 1533 UT, they had already gone over the weather in French and English, and were reciting standings in the race up to the 30th place with some figures, I guess the distance traveled or remaining. By the way, we have been calling this a yacht race, but I note that word does not appear on the home page when translated to English. These are, of course, sailboats without motors, right? That's the point of the race. I suppose there's some ideal, not very large size for speed, yet able to grab plenty of wind. What's a yacht and what's not? That's N-A-C-H-T. It seems American usage is quite different from elsewhere. Huge luxury vessels are also called yachts. Google Translate indicates that if they have to say it, the French use the English word. Bryce Avery of Radio Tumbril Classical Music Encore advises on October 5th, wind damage at Channel 292 Germany has 3955 and 9670 off the air at present. Repairs are underway, but some broadcasts of Encore may not happen. Of course, that will affect many other broadcasts on those frequencies. Meanwhile, there are plenty of reliable broadcasts of Encore on WRMI, starting with UT Fridays at 0200 on 5850. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Indonesia, RRI Naviri Program 1, 7289.93. Heard October 5th at 0750, till suddenly cut off at 0846 with easy listening songs. He then checked their other former frequency, but nothing was heard on 6125. He says, I especially enjoy this station, now the only regional RRI on shortwave with its own programming. 3325 is from Palangkaraya, but carries nothing but Voice of Indonesia external service. And he is still hearing the WRMI relay, Voice of Indonesia Channel 2 in English, on 7780, such as Thursday, September 28th at 0803 with Newsline, Patriotic RRI Songs. Indonesia Today program announces a two-hour show, but only aired here for 1 hour, and a daily feature of world weather, starting with Indonesia. The B-23 season starts October 29th with lots of time and frequency changes. Some at least tentative schedules have emerged from HFCC, extracted by Wolfgang Büscher, such as for Japan's remaining paltry two English-language broadcasts, expected to be then at 5 to 5:30 UT via France on 9865 and or 11735, and at 14 on 11815 again direct from Japan. I've been checking almost every day before or after 15 UT for the Kurdo-Turco radio war, that is, the Red Ship Jammer, versus Denge Gel, Voice of the People. These are often nothing more than just barely audible carriers, but here are the frequencies monitored from September 28th through October 4th, 11535. 11535, 11530, 11530, 11510, 11520, and 11510. I'm seeing listings for English from Radio Kuwait at 05 to 08 UT on 15530. But is it really on the air? I could not hear anything October 1st at 0635, nor have I seen any other reports of it lately. Is anyone hearing it? Manuel Mendez in Spain reports again hearing ELWA Radio Monrovia, Liberia, on 6050. September 29th with interval signal and sign-on at 0559. English Regis comments and songs. He says it's reactivated after about 3 months out of the air. And also reported the same date and time from 0558 by Pedro de Castro in Brazil in the NASA flash sheet. I'm lucky to hear at least a JBA carrier, as I did September 30th, at 0621, where there had been none before at that hour. In deep North America, I'm still getting good reception for a transmission supposedly aimed at the other side of the world at 15 UT on 11620, Voice of Martyrs Korea, the service for the Maldive Islands. It introduced in English, but pronouncing the name of their language as Divehi. The transmitter site still secret, maybe Australia or Taiwan. DXing.info via Medium Wave News. Tim Halden, Upper California, reports, 1160, XEQIN, La Voz del Valle in San Quintín, Baja California, is apparently off the air. They suffered copper and fiber optic cable theft on Tuesday, 21 September. The broad daylight crime took place at 1 in the afternoon, and apparently not the first time. It continues to stream online. Three North American pirates have been missing lately. One on 6200, Hikari FM from Mexico continues to be off the air as of September 28th, says Ron Howard, nor have I heard it since. One on 7300 playing some gospel hucksters in English, two Sundays in a row, but not heard on October 1st, around 0636. And another one which used to be regular and probably will come back again, not heard lately, on 7475, Station YHWH, Antichrist. Won't go into details yet, but Wolfgang Bischel says, regardless of the RRI Romania budget decision in A23 to use only a single transmitter per transmitter location, the previous usual request procedure was used again. All Galbeni, Softitsa, and Chiganeshti transmitters were registered for the B23 season, some of them in DRM. Swiss electronic music composer C.M. Obrecht carries out some shortwave broadcasts occasionally, a different frequency in sight each time, it seems. Be on the alert for advance publicity in his social media accounts or at his website. You should find it by searching on C-M-O-B-R-E-C-H-T. He says C.M. Obrecht Shortwave Radio is an official registered Swiss private radio station. I enjoyed listening to his latest broadcast via DRM receiver in Kuwait. This was September 29th at 16 to 17 UT, around 15425. Transmitter site, Overton, UK, eastward toward India. This was in mono, of course, but I bet he made the music originally in stereo. I was wondering if that is possible with DRM. If not, why not? That could be a major selling point. But no doubt, if employed, it would make DRM even less robust. Chris Mackerel in New Zealand replies, yes, stereo is available in DRM, and has been for many years, but of course requires more bits than mono, so needs better reception conditions. Back around 2005, Deutsche Welle DRM broadcasts from Sinish, Portugal, were often in stereo and provided some very good reception here in New Zealand. KTWR has also done some excellent tests in stereo in the past. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2211. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Richard B. Langley in New Brunswick, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Alan Rowe reports that Radio Thailand have posted an updated schedule on their FB, effective today, October 1st. Japanese and Vietnamese services are dropped. English at 18 reverts to a one-hour broadcast. They've already dropped their own language, Thai, and the only foreign languages still showing are Mandarin and Malaysian, 15 minutes each, at 12:30 to 13 on 9385. And here are the English broadcasts, at midnight to midnight 29 and 02 to 2:30 on 15590. Those are toward North America. At 5 to 5:30, 17640. At 12 to 12:30, and 13 to 13:15, 9385. And at 18 to 19 UT on 7475. However, Rose of Radio Northern Europe International replies, Thailand's Japanese service is on break until January. From what I understand, this is a yearly thing. Doug White, KA5ETS, reports, a nice signal from Radio Thailand in the central North Carolina, from midnight UT, October 2nd on 15590. Strong signal, clean modulation, 10 to 20 over S9 with flutter fading. They featured many reports of flooding in the country, and the most commercials in a row I've ever heard on shortwave broadcast, multiple Thai airlines, and invitations to advertise on Radio Thailand. It abruptly terminated in mid-sentence at 40 seconds past midnight 29 UT. This week's dates for missing broadcasts of Voice of Turkey in English at 22 UT on 11785, September 29th and October 4th. In the B-23 season, all Turkey broadcasts will be 1 UT hour later, even though I think they're not observing DST in Turkey itself. So English will be at 23 UT, and via Wolfgang Büschel, the new frequency will be 5960, no longer using 9830. The other English broadcast to North America at 04 will be on 6125. Walt Somonov in British Columbia, who's of Ukrainian heritage, must have been pleased to hear Radio Ukraine International on medium wave direct to his super setup on Haida Gwaii Island. Around 0315 UT on October 3rd, weak audio and almost parallel to the second with an online feed. Medium wave measured on 1277.9948 kHz, which was recently reactivated, and it's parallel to the much more powerful Lithuania relay on 1386. And both also heard by Steve, the E6WZ, who must be in Alberta. Best reception between 0220 and 0233. Actually, it's UR1 programming, not the international service. Via Mike Terry, former Yes keyboardist, composer, and world-renowned solo artist Rick Wakeman, CBE, was at Mangap's Railway Museum in Burnham-on-Crouch on October 1st to officially unveil a locomotive train dedicated to Radio Caroline. You might read more about that at www.radiocaroline.co.uk. From The Independent, September 29th, via Mike Cooper, BBC journalists are to be balloted for industrial action in a dispute over jobs. The National Union of Journalists said all its members at the corporation will vote in a campaign opposing any compulsory redundancies. NUJ said its members in the World Service, the News Channel, and across England at BBC Local faced losing their jobs. Another report of BBC World Service off frequency thanks to the UAE relay from Brian Clark, New Zealand, in NZDXT. This was at 19 UT on September 22nd. 9410.120. And there was also a severe hit from another nearby off-frequency, maybe the same transmitter, 9410.154. I frequently check 26110 Narrowband FM for KOVR 13 in Stockton, Sacramento, California, the studio audio relay call sign KMK282. But I had not heard it since March 28th. Wondering if it's ever on the air anymore, but now here's a new report of it from Ron Trotto in Illinois, October 4th at 1510, with commercials and Sacramento ID, during a newscast, via Diane Levesque, who's very much into monarch watching, from a list at the University of Kansas, from David LaPuma. Hello, monarch lovers. The Cape May Point Science Center and Cellular Tracking Technologies are deploying the first-ever solar-powered coded digital radio tags on monarch butterflies on Cape May Point, New Jersey. The tags weigh 0.06 gram and have no battery, so as long as they have sun on them, they will transmit their unique ID once per second on the same frequency as Bluetooth. Can be detected by any smart device running the Monarch Science app within a 100 to 200 meter range. More about change of leadership at the Voice of America on September 29th from usagm.gov via Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener. The official announcement implies everything is just fine. And then our October 1st acting director for VOA programming, John Lippmann, succeeds Lopez as VOA's acting director. She's leaving for a position outside the federal government, the Inter-American Development Bank, according to the Washington Times, via Kai Ludwig and also Dan Robinson, who thinks there's much more to this than meets the eye, and is quoted in the Washington Times article at the end as follows. Dan Robinson, a former VOA correspondent and outspoken critic of both VOA and USAGM, said the resignation is more than a routine leadership change. The head of the Voice of America since 2021 abruptly announces her departure as Republican House members press a two-year-long investigation into alleged corrupt actions at VOA and USAGM, including depositions of key VOA officials. USAGM VOA has been one of the most scandal-plagued and mismanaged places in the federal government, and has been able to avoid closer and more detailed scrutiny for years. World of radio scheduling on WRMI seems to be very much in flux. There are a number of times shown on their schedule grids, which have yet to occur, especially on 9955. But maybe they will now. Here they are to check. UT Sunday at midnight, Tuesday at 1300. There is a new one we have confirmed last week, Friday at 22 on 9955. Other times, which existed briefly, are gone again, such as UT Thursday at 01 on 9955, and also Thursday at 14. The 7780 airing UT Sunday at midnight 30 has disappeared, replaced by that strange thank you program, music alternating with thank yous over and over. But we see three new times yet to be confirmed. Saturday at 1630 on 15770. Sunday at 03 and Tuesday at 03:30, both on 7780. Also been some changes at the internet station Gary Drew Worldwide. World of Radio had been airing at various times overnight every night. But now there are two specific times, Saturday at 07:30 and Sunday at 0700 UT. Here's how to reach it, gdwr.bravesites.com. WTWW reactivated 5085. One day later than expected due to some problems, heard October 4th on the air between midnight 10 and 0100 only. George McClinock says there have been further problems getting the program feed in, etc., and was not heard at all the following night. Besides Pastor Pete Peters in the first hour, the other program to occupy 01 to 05 UT every night is to be Bishop Bob Bierman, that is, the guy who does Truth to Ponder on WRMI, to the tune of 25 hours per week. September 30th at 15:31, I was astounded to hear Arabish on WWCR3, 13845. That hour is on their schedule as Your Firm Foundation with Frank Ricks. Nothing about it being in Arabic, nor on his own website. So is it something completely different? But there are five other times for the same title on the schedule, and I found another of those checked also in Arabic. UT Monday after 05 on 4840. It sounded like a dialogue with drama and music, including at 0505 Allah Akbar. Better watch out, this is allegedly a Christian station. Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener in Germany observes that Alex Jones' InfoWars is no longer heard on WWCR. It was on the September schedule, but not listed on the October one. Time slot on 4840 has been replaced by Rick Wilde's True News. He's been on other shortwave stations before, WRMI, KVOH, and WRNO. Wilds takes on far-right conspiracy theory topics, claims to be biblically oriented, which would be contested by mainline churchmen. He assumes an imminent World War III. Some American medium-wave items via ABDX. Dennis Gibson says, 1240 KMBY, Monterey, California gets out extremely well, because the base of the tower is in sand, almost in the water of the bay. Many of the ground radials are in salt water, which has great ground conductivity. Also using the same tower are KCLU, KZSB 1290, and KOSJ 1490. It's a flagpole style, KOSJ was there first. It was shortened last year due to structural concerns. Top loading was added to help out. In Australian DX News, Chris Martin in Queensland says, I've been hearing Radio Punjab on 1600 AM with an echo in the evening. There are two stations running Radio Punjab on 1600, in Fresno, California, KGST, and in Blaine, Washington, KVRI. The program is mostly network, but there's some few local spots. Before top of hour, the ID from Blaine is only 10 seconds long, and from California a bit longer. KVRI has a lobe to the southwest straight out of Puget Sound with 10 kilowatt nights. Via Medium Wave News, this report on AM radio in the USA. On September 28th, the National Association of Broadcasters conducted its second virtual town hall meeting of the year. President and CEO Curtis Legate, that's LEGEYT, covered a wide range of topics. Delving into the ongoing Depend on AM Radio campaign and the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, he discussed the tremendous grassroots support the campaign has received. More than 360,000 emails have been sent to Congress members from listeners across the country, along with substantial social media engagement, creating momentum on Capitol Hill for the Act, which already boasts more than 190 co-sponsors in the House and Senate. Mike Cooper forwards this from AFP, October 3rd, Dateline, Washington. U.S. authorities said they have issued a breakthrough first-ever fine over space debris, slapping a $150,000 penalty on a TV company that failed to properly dispose of a satellite. FCC came down on Dish for failure to properly deorbit a satellite called EchoStar 7 in orbit since 2002, a first in space debris enforcement by the Commission, which has stepped up its satellite policy efforts. As the geostationary satellite came to the end of its operational life, Dish moved it to an altitude lower than the two parties had agreed on, where it could pose orbital debris concerns. FCC said the settlement includes an admission of liability from the company, an agreement to adhere to a compliance plan, and pay a penalty of $150,000. However, Dish appeared to counter the FCC over disposal requirements. Trying to monitor Radio Vanuatu on 7260, Ron Howard and I found no signal at all October 5th around 0645. Ron found that it had already changed to 3945 instead of waiting till 0659. On SWOLing.com, Jock Elliott proposed a project called iListen. That is, send postcards or letters, not email, to stations explaining that you are listening to them, especially AM stations, and why you listen. You need tangible listener support, and this is not the time to be asking for goodies in return. Special events are associated with the annular solar eclipse, Saturday morning, October 14th. ARRL is partnering with HamSci to promote participation in the Solar Eclipse QSO Party. More details about this at www.hamsci.org. Look for contest info or MW recordings. That involves monitoring the AM broadcast band, whether there are any night-like openings, however briefly, during the eclipse. Ours for the SEQP are 12 to 22 UT. More about it in the ARRL letter. The propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center. Quiet conditions are expected all the way from October 7th to 28th, with ANKNZs of only 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 168 on October 8th and descending to 152 by October 21st, back up to 160 by the 26th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, and hoping you will hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2211 with a standard disclaimer.